I was scrolling through an old esoteric magazine when I saw it, a full-page ad from a woman named Gloria. She claims to be a famous clairvoyant with 30 years of experience in astrology and numerology. According to her, there's a magic square created by Nostradamus in 1551 that can reveal who is destined to receive over 100,000 rubles. The catch? Your magic number must be 111. Now, I've been reading tarot and studying astrology for over a decade, and I've seen plenty of money attraction rituals. But this one felt different. It's not a spell or a charm, it's a full-blown numerological puzzle with a historical name attached. So I decided to dig into the tradition behind it. The legend of Nostradamus's magic square. In folklore, Nostradamus is often portrayed as a prophet who wrote cryptic quatrains. But the idea that he created a magic square for wealth is a more recent invention. According to the ad, Nostradamus supposedly gave this square to Gloria's ancestor, who was also an astrologer. The square is a 6x6 grid of numbers. The instructions are simple: find your birth date in the square, then add the numbers in the horizontal and vertical rows that intersect at your date. If both sums equal 111, you are the chosen one. I decided to test it myself. I took my own birth date, found the corresponding numbers in the grid, and added them up. My horizontal sum was 111, but my vertical sum was 108. So close. But according to Gloria, only those who get 111 both ways qualify. She claims that once every 11 months, one person with this magic number can receive a large sum of money with no effort. Historically, magic squares have been used in many cultures. The Chinese had the Loshu square, and medieval European occultists like Agrippa created squares for planetary spirits. Nostradamus was known to dabble in astrology and medicine, but there is no evidence he ever constructed a wealth-attracting square. This story seems to be a blend of numerology, folklore, and marketing. How the money magic works. The ad is careful to frame everything as a free offer. Gloria promises that if your number is 111, she will help you get the money for free. You just need to fill out a coupon with your birth date and contact information. She even throws in a talisman of money luck if you respond within 7 days. But here's the thing: in traditional folk magic, a talisman is often created for a specific person based on their birth chart or planetary hours. A generic talisman that works for anyone is unusual. Some practitioners believe that talismans need to be consecrated or charged with intention, and that the materials matter. Gloria's talisman is described as a gift, but its efficacy is not explained. I'm not sure whether this square actually works. But I do know that the promise of easy money has been a staple of fortune-telling scams for centuries. The magic number 111 is a hook. It makes you feel special if you get it, and if you don't, you might be tempted to try other services. A personal reflection on money magic. In my own practice, I've seen clients who are desperate for financial help. They come to me hoping that a tarot spread or a numerology calculation will reveal a windfall. I always tell them that divination can offer guidance, but it's not a substitute for practical action. In folklore, money spells often involve an exchange. You give something to get something. Gloria's offer of free help with no strings attached is unusual in that tradition. I once tried a simple money attraction ritual from an old folk magic book. It involved burning a green candle and writing a wish on a bay leaf. I did it, and a few weeks later I got a small unexpected refund. Was it the ritual? Coincidence? I can't say. But it reminded me that these practices are about focus and intention, not guarantees. If you're curious about the Nostradamus square, you can try it yourself. But remember, no magical square can promise wealth. The real magic might be in the hope it gives you, but that hope should be paired with practical steps.